The Daily Racing Podcast from William Hill.
And they're off.
Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcast.
Third festival win and the biggest one today.
Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Welcome along to the William Hill Daily Racing Podcast. You join us on Sunday's edition of the podcast where we've got racing from Stratford, Wincanton and indeed the Curragh. And you'll hear it all live on William Hill Racing Radio from 1:50pm with Darren Owen, Sean Quinn and Alistair Whitehouse-Jones in the studio. But in the meantime, my name is Sam Norris and Alistair Whitehouse-Jones joins me now to take a look at some of the action on Sunday. How are you, Ali? You good?
Not bad, thank you, Sam.
The flat season's well underway now, Ali. We've seen a couple of classic trials over the last few days. Seems to have been pretty much dominated by Richard Hannon as well.
As always, yeah, he's got a terrific record in the these early season trials, and I think he won the Craven for the fourth time in a row.
With Cool Company
on Thursday with Cool Company, who, I mean, it says everything about that race really, that he was conceding weight all round, and they are talking about Germany or maybe France, so I don't think they've really got any serious ambitions to win our home classic, and that puts the form of that race into perspective, really.
Yeah.
It's just the perils of betting on, the flat this early in the season. You are betting in the dark to a certain extent. Faydan, of course, was, bitterly disappointed in the free handicap. And, if you go back to last weekend, JFK got turned over as well. So, there's been a few bubbles burst, and it does sort of, highlight, as I said, the perils involved, betting this time of year. I don't really think the flat, personally, I don't have a bet on the flat until, Royal Ascot.
Yeah.
When the form's bedded in a bit.
Yeah, very, very difficult. All these two-year-olds and stuff. I mean, you mentioned that you don't normally get involved until Ascot. Is there anything at all catching your eye for the Guineas or the Classics? As you say, there's a lot of horses getting turned over, and not only they're getting beat. I mean, John F. Kennedy was beaten well.
Yeah, no, absolutely. They look wide open. And the horse I was really mad on has unfortunately come out, the 1,000 Guineas, the Farb filly, High Celebrity, who has had a setback and unfortunately won't be coming. I thought she'd got a massive chance. I'm not a big player in either Guineas as a rule. I haven't had a bet in the 2,000 Guineas. I don't think since Jeff Ragg was banging in winners all over the shop, so we have to go back a while for that. I just find them too risky. There's too much guesswork involved, from a personal point of view. I like things all laid out in front of me to make a decision whether I'm going to have a bet or not. And with the early classics, for me, you are betting in the dark to a certain extent. So I sort of watch and learn them really,
Yeah, sure. No, fair enough. And we've got a few decent types coming up on Saturday, of course. The likes of Ivywood and Tiggy Wiggy and Romsdal, they're all out. You expecting big performances from them?
Yeah, Tiggy Wiggy would be disappointed if she didn't win. She's a standout on the figures. The big question mark is a step up to seven, but the Fred Darling is often won by a filly stepping up in distance. Your good 6 furlong horses have a good record in the Fred Darling, so I'd expect her to win. As for Ivywood, I think he's got more on his plate, despite the smaller field in the Greenham. Again, he's another one with, something to prove over this longer trip. And conversely, Greenham winners do tend to have form over further. So I'm quite keen on the Charlie Hills horse in that one, the Hamdan. Is it? All sound the same, these Arabs,
yeah,
don't they?
Yeah.
I think that one has got a bit to find with Ivywood on last year's form. They clashed a couple of times, but I think he could be the better, the one open to more improvement over the longer trip.
Okay, fair enough.
So we'll learn this afternoon.
Yeah, absolutely. This podcast was recorded just before Saturday's racing. But we've got jumps to focus on Sunday. Two jumps meetings from Stratford and Wincanton as we start to tail off the end of the jump season. We'll preview two from both venues on this edition of the podcast. We'll start at Stratford with their 2 o'clock. We've got a handicap hurdle of the extended two-mile trip. This one a class four with seven of them down to go to post. Who stands out here?
Yeah, it's not a great race for this. There's no real each-way appeal with only seven going, but the one I like is Desert Recluse, who he definitely looks the best bet from a yard of Henry Oliver, who is having a real breakthrough season. Every young trainer needs, you know, a real standout season to get going. I think Nigel Hawke is having one as well this campaign, and Henry Oliver is another one. You know, his horses are running really well, he places them well, and I think he's a name to note. This horse finished five lengths behind the absolute rock-solid handicapper Gassin Golf. I mean, you can set your clock by this horse, who finally got off the mark at Newbury last time, having been placed yet again in the Imperial Cup. The second that day also made the frame at Cheltenham earlier this week. So that's really solid handicap form. And I've got no doubt that if Desert Recluse, you know, can replicate that form on Sunday, then off the same handicap mark, I think he's going to be very hard to beat.
The half three at Stratford is a handicap chase over 3.5 miles. It's class five event, this one, with 11 of them lining up to contest it. So a decent each way shape to the race, Alan.
Yeah, this is competitive and it'll take some getting, 3.5 miles. And these aren't superstars by any means. So the trip will take some getting. The one highlight is the horse open to improvement, and that's the Jeremy Scott trained Moorlands George, number nine. He's definitely got potential for improvement over this longer distance, and it was a step in the right direction for this horse when he was third at Exeter, the form of which looks even better now with the winner Midnight Request going on to better things. He was off 79 then. He's off 80 on Sunday, which is, that puts this race into perspective when you're competing off a mark of 80. So it's modest stuff, but I think he'll be the answer if he stays the trip. He's got a nice racing weight of 10.6. And he's the improver lurking here. The other one who deserves a mention is Millie Malone. She's rocketed up the weights for that Taunton win. And I don't know, when a horse produces a performance like that, you know, when it looks too good to be true, it usually is. So I think you've got to look at Millie Malone's overall balance of form. And that would suggest that wide margin win at Taunton last time was a little flattering. So I'll take Moorlands George to improve for the longer trip and be the answer to that.
Okay, number nine then, Moorlands George, the pick for Ali in the 3.30. We'll move on then to the 3.10 at Wincanton. Good jumps card there, and this one is probably the race of the day from Wincanton. It's a 2 mile handicap chase. It's a class three, just the four of them line up here, but some decent sorts.
Yeah, only four go, but they're all in good form, so it's a competitive little handicap. I've got absolutely no doubt that if the top horse, Ulk de Lin, I've got no doubt that he'll win this if repeating that defeat of Claret Cloak at Ascot in November. He's off £7 higher, but that rise is counterbalanced by his jockey's claim. He probably surpassed that form a couple of runs back when second at the same track, and you know this ground will definitely suit him better than at Newton Abbott last time when he was a remote third. And you could even argue that even that form entitles him to win this. So I think Ulk de Lin will be hard to beat.
Okay, Ulk de Lin then, number one on the card for Ali in that 3.10 at Wincanton. The final race then on Sunday's podcast, again, comes from Wincanton. This one is up at 4.10. We've got a novices hurdle here over 2.5 miles. Five of them line up for it. Who do you like out of this quintet?
Yeah, small fields at Wincanton, only five go here. They're all going to be, She's De One, the Nichols mare, will be all the rage here. Second the other day, behind a horse that it was making its Rules debut, but it only won once in 12 pointing starts. So, I'd have reservations about backing her at short odds on the back of that form only 5 days later. So the obvious alternative would be That's My Rabbit, who doesn't actually have masses to find on Racing Post ratings. And that latest second at Southall to a horse of Jonjo O'Neill's, who was fourth at Cheltenham the other day, you know, that form looks a bit better now than it did back then. I think in the context of this race, it was a decent run. So purely from a value angle, I'll take She's De One on with number three, That's My Rabbit.
Okay, that's my rabbit then, getting the vote in that 4-10 at Wincanton. If you could just spin us through, please, one more time, your four selections for Sunday's action.
Yeah, kick off with Desert Recluse in the 2 o'clock at Stratford. Hopefully a repeat of that that good third behind the rock-solid handicapper Gassing Golf at Newbury last time will be suffice to see this horse win for the up-and-coming stable of Henry Oliver. Then we go to the 3:30 in the 3.5-mile handicap chase and take a chance on Moreland's George. Stay in the trip, and I think if he does, then he's going to find sufficient improvement for it to beat some exposed sorts. Then at Wincanton, go for Ulk de Lin in the 3:10 at Wincanton. This horse has got a couple of standout pieces of form that really do entitle him to win this and win it well, especially that defeat of the very useful Claret Cloak at Ascot in November. And then finally, in the 4:10, purely from a value angle, I think She's the One is going to be very short in the market here on the back of a defeat only 5 days ago. And I'll take that one on with That's My Rabbit.
Okay, excellent. So there we are then, thoughts of Ali Whitehouse Jones ahead of Sunday's action. You'll hear every race live on Sunday from 1:50 p.m. with us here at William Hill Racing Radio. It's Darren Owen, Sean Quinn and Ali will be back in the studio to guide you through all of that. Thank you for joining me on the podcast today, Ali, and I hope you enjoy the action on Sunday.
Thanks, Sam.